USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Temperatures well into the 90s, plaguing Lollapalooza on day 3 of the Chicago Music Festival, and expected 100,000 people sweating it out. Kayla Michelotti has some tips. Hydrate.
Taking lots of breaks. You don't have to see everybody. You don't want to roast in the sun all day. Take some breaks, sit in the shade.
It's even hotter in Spain and Portugal, where the heat wave that's killed at least 3 people continues. All 3 suffered heat stroke. Temperatures will reach near 114 degrees in some areas today. March for Our Lives NRA protests in Fairfax, Virginia today. Taking part, Fred Gutenberg, whose 14-year-old daughter Jamie was shot and killed at the Parkland, Florida high school shooting. He promised to help vote out lawmakers who don't enact safety regulations.
The idea that you can walk around and threaten us and put our lives at risk is simply unconscionable, and we will fix this. We will fire the legislators that allow it to happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Trump uses his weekly address to highlight recent measures to retrain workers for changes in the job market.
In the last 2 weeks, I established the National Council for the American Worker, which will develop a national workforce strategy and sign the modernized and long-awaited Perkins Career and Technical Education Act, which will deliver jobs and training to more than 11 million students and workers.
The unemployment rate fell to 3.9% in July. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with Southeast Asian leaders in Singapore this weekend. He says a nuclear-free North Korea remains a top priority for the U.S.
Any violation that detracts from the world's goal of finally fully denuclearizing North Korea would be something that America would take very seriously.
Pompeo says Washington has become aware of reports that Russia has been allowing joint ventures with North Korean firms and granting new work permits for North Korean guest workers. If that's true, he says it would be a violation of a UN resolution. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio has a warning for everyone wanting to cozy up with China. USA Radio's Tim Berg has that story.
Senator Marco Rubio, along with a bipartisan group of 5 other lawmakers, slammed Google over its reported plans to introduce a censored search engine in China. Regarding China, Rubio says the United States really has to be careful.
There is no greater threat to the United States because China seeks to replace us, and we're still struggling in this country because for the first time since the end of the Cold War, we now have a near-peer adversary, and a near-peer adversary that is looking to overtake us, and frankly, we're helping them, and we're helping them not just by giving them business in our country, but through trade practices that have allowed them to cheat and steal for 18 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo was issued the final criminal investigative report on last October's shooting on the Vegas Strip that left 58 people dead. Lombardo says we may never know why Stephen Paddock opened fire from his 32nd floor hotel room. The hard drive on the computer found at the scene is still missing.
We have no idea where the hard drive is or when it was removed. We have information through his previous relationships that was a regular practice of him to remove hard drives from the computer systems that he utilized.
Paddock was a high-stakes gambler who appeared to have become increasingly unstable and distant and complained of being sick, according to the final report. He'd lost more than $1.5 million in the years before the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.